I want to turn to what it all means for what we're seeing play out here in the market, as we did have the Dow turn positive here, the loan index in the green to wrap up the week. Of course, a lot of eyes are now on the Fed for what they will plan to do. Keep in mind, no Fed FOMC participant had the unemployment rate dipping below 4% in their last projections. And so there we are now at 3.9%, what it might do to their accelerated timeline. And for more on that, I want to bring on Maxwell Grinnikoff here, BNP Paribas equity derivative strategist, joins us now. And Maxwell, when we're looking at it, you know, I'm not sure how much this changes because, you know, it might produce a more hawkish Fed. But at the same time, we did have the Omicron wave come in after the data we got today. So, I mean, how are you digesting what we got?
Yeah, thanks for having me and happy new year. So, you know, December NFP is coming in below consensus, but definitely some silver linings. Unemployment rate below 4%, as you mentioned. The household employment survey reflecting improvements, as our last guest mentioned. November figures revised higher. So bigger picture, the labor market recovery, household balance sheets remain strong in aggregate. But the real story is, as you allude to, is the Fed reaction function to the data. You know, December FOMC minutes, hawkish commentary from Fed officials like Bullard, suggesting the potential for earlier, faster rate hikes and acceleration of balance sheet reduction. So our own rate strategy team does forecast three rate hikes in 2022, but with risks to the upside. And from an equities perspective, which is what we care about, real rates could still remain fairly negative, which in our view bolsters this TINA argument.
So does that thesis remain intact given the data that we got today?
Yeah, I would say very much so. I would say, you know, for the broader year, what we're looking at is, you know, a Fed rate liftoff could cause some jitters in the short term. You know, worth noting, when we observed the last four rate hike cycles, the market did move lower 2% on average at the start of those, but ultimately posted strong returns in the following 6 to 12 months. So that's a large basis to our outlook when it comes to the risk perspective.
And Max, we also obviously just heard from President Biden as well, remarking on kind of his expectations for what it will look like in terms of living in this new normal with COVID. That's obviously going to have some very large implications on earnings season as we approach that. Just want to play what we heard from him and get your reaction on the other side. Take a listen.
No, I don't think COVID is here to stay. That having COVID in the environment here and in the world is probably here to stay. But COVID, as we're dealing with it now, is not here to stay. The new normal doesn't have to be. We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID. So I don't believe this is that. If you take a look, we're very different today than we were a year ago.
So as we look ahead to getting the earnings for Q4 here, I mean, obviously what he's talking about might be in Q1 of next year. But when you're looking at it, going to be some tough comps as we move ahead in 2022, but don't want to get ahead of myself. I mean, what do you see coming up in earnings season?
Yeah, so earnings growth for 2022 is a big or large basis for our bullish outlook for the year. You know, we still expect to see upgrades rather than downgrades at the aggregate index level. Ahead of Q4 earnings, I would say there's definitely less clear sector trends in earnings momentum relative to Q2, Q3, when you really saw a nice bifurcation in earnings between value-oriented and growth-oriented sectors. And now you're seeing that relative performance realized. We've actually seen divergences also emerge within growth. So richer areas like software and your work from home stocks, which benefited last year, you know, throughout the COVID recovery, you know, they've actually seen a multiple derating ahead of Q4 earnings. And we've actually seen earnings momentum stronger in areas like the semis relative to those areas, which are more tied to the cyclical recovery.
All right, Maxwell Grinnikoff, obviously a lot to look forward to. Appreciate you sticking with us here on Friday, a busy jobs Friday. BNP Paribas equity derivative strategist, thanks again for the time.